Hi, this is Brian.
And this is Eva.
From the band Alika, and you're listening to?
We Heart Radio Music.
I think she screwed it up. She got nervous. We give it another.
We Heart Music Radio.
We could give it another.
Radio show. IDs make me nervous. We Heart Radio Music.
No.
We Heart Music.
Okay.
She might screw it up again. We'll see.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I proudly present to you, for your listening pleasure, We Heart Music Radio. Brought to you by the good people at WeHeartMusic.com.
This is Mo with We Heart Music Radio, and on the line with me from New York is Brian and Eva from the band Alika. Can you guys say hi and kind of introduce yourself?
Hey, how you doing? This is Brian from Alika.
Hi.
Enjoying a rainy day in Brooklyn.
Hey, this is Eva from Alika, and enjoying the same rainy day.
And how was Thanksgiving and holidays?
Thanksgiving was good. I actually spent it alone, but I was lucky enough that Eva had surprised me the day before with Thanksgiving dinner since she was going out to her family's. And my family's in Illinois, so I don't usually get to visit them that time of year. So it was good and bad, you know?
You couldn't have gone with her?
No, I could have, but I have a dog that complicates the situation. She's a very needy canine.
Okay, is it safe for me to describe your sound as kind of like a very spacey sound with, you know, very melodic vocals? And if you disagree, what do you, how would you describe your sound to people?
I mean, I think that's an accurate description. It's hard because, you know, it's hard to define a sound because I think that it depends which songs you listen to for. I mean, I think you could give probably pretty different descriptions based on, like, the tracks. But I think the stuff from the Trying Got Us Nowhere record is pretty melodic. But some other stuff we've done has been much more abrasive or, you know, much less, you know, not as well-defined or not as structured as that material is. So, but I think that's pretty good of that. I think that there's always a blend of, like, some kind of erratic or sort of atonal or just sort of, there's always a with the melodic stuff, even if it's hidden underneath, I think there's always some element of something that's like unsettling, and you know, it just depends how far buried in the background it is, you know.
At the cover art, Brian, did you the cover art for this, or who does all the artwork?
Actually, I did the cover for the album. I usually do all the illustration for all of our stuff.
Was this done with a pen?
Yeah, I actually use like a little. I've gotten used to using like a little Micron pen. It's just an ink ink pen, it's like 0.005 tip, and it's kind of a little bit insane, I think. It's like a very, very fine line, but I just got used to using it over the years, and I do a lot of my artwork with it.
Yeah, Eve does all the artwork for everything related to all the imagery she takes care of.
What is Elika? What does that mean?
Actually, Elika is Elika, the name of the village in Greece that my father was born in. Brian and I were involved in this other project, and we had gone out there just like sort of on vacation with my family, and we started writing the, you know, some new songs while we were in Elika, and it became its own thing.
First song.
Basically our first song, so together as that band. So we just figured, you know, we would call the band Elika since that was the place we were at when the first few songs were written for the project.
Then can I assume you're also from Greece as well?
Yes. Yeah. So, yep. 100%.
Actually get a vinyl from Fiercely Indie Records. Can you describe the vinyl for me?
Yeah, the vinyl is actually really cool because that's what the record was supposed to be. Like the track listing is slightly different. There's another song that wasn't included on the CD, and it was actually pressed on beautiful 180 gram white vinyl. That's like the really thick and heavy vinyl. It just sounds very, very high quality. So in all honesty, it's like that version of the record, the vinyl, with the way the tracks are, the order, and with the extra song, which is called Defeated, that's really how we intended the record to be.
Kind of our vision for how we wanted the record to...
The CD, even though it has only one less song, it feels different.
You know, what's really funny is kind of vinyl and, you know, 12-inch are making a huge comeback with the music collectors and music fans, and I'm very excited to see that you guys are doing that as well.
Thanks a lot. I mean, I know it's like Brian and I have a huge record collection, and it's just something you want to like be able to pass down to your kids and stuff like that that ever happens. So, and it's also, you know, to having these material objects that you can like look at and take out of the sleeve and have all the original artwork for. I mean, that's just such a different experience than having like a shitty CD that you throw in the trash. So it was really important for us to press vinyl.
And if you think about it, it's like vinyl records saw 8 tracks come and go. They saw cassette tapes come and go. And now CDs are on their way out, and it's like vinyl's still around. So clearly there's something special about that format.
Yeah, I just really love the sound of vinyl too. It sounds fuller. I can't explain it, but it does not sound... It sounds more organic, I guess. I don't know. It's hard for me to describe that sound to somebody.
Definitely, especially compared to MP3s, you know?
Yes, definitely.
We made a bomb. Searching for some.
excited. We're back in the studio right now, so we're actually working on a new record already. We have tons of new material, and we're just, like, really excited to get the ball rolling again. So I'm happy that the album was released, and we're already working on new things, and just, like, a lot of surprises, like, musically coming everyone's way from Malika, I think.
Yeah, Try and Got Us Nowhere, we think, was a great record, and it's out there. And now we're working on the follow-up, which we'll see where it is. But right now we're thinking about, just doing a ton of material for it. And then we're also going to do a split EP with our friends in Auburn Lowell, who our friend, This Quiet Army Records out of Montreal, is going to release that in the spring. So there'll be two or three new Alika tracks on that. And then we're going to get a lot done this winter, just kind of hole up in the studio. We've renovated my tiny little closet-sized apartment into just a studio space. So
we're sleeping on top of vintage gear over here.
So hopefully good material is coming from it. You know.
Can I ask you how you guys practice in this tight confines of New York?
We really don't practice. That's part of our
No, actually, you know what? Thank God we have really cool neighbors, because we actually practice where we live, which is insane. Like, we practice in the apartment. We record in the apartment. We are, like I said, swimming amongst musical equipment. It's a little bit difficult to live and work in the same space, but, I mean, it's just the nature of being in a city like this, so you kind of just have to make it work.
Any idea when the new material's coming out, by any chance?
Well, that split EP is scheduled for spring, and then as far as the next record, we don't know yet. I mean, it would be nice. We'll have the material done this winter, but then once it gets handed off into other hands, and you go through the whole process with labels and production, and you never really know what's going to happen at the end.
Oh, you know what? That brings up something that I forgot to ask you that I actually have written down here. Is that I wanted to ask you about your relationship with this record label that's, I think, based out of the UK. How's that working for you?
Oh, it was really cool. He did the full release for Try and Got Us Nowhere. We recorded it last summer over like 5 days with Jason Martin of Starflower 59 in Riverside, California. We sent off the masters to him because he had approached us that he wanted to release it. And then he did the pressing, and he did the vinyl pressing and the whole thing. And he brought us out there last February in the UK on tour. So we did, a couple weeks, played a bunch of shows, got the material. It was a very good relationship with him. The guy who runs Fiercely Indie is a really honest and, he's a good person.
Take me back to the park where we are friends again. Place yourself in my shoes, walk with me to the end. There is no philosophy in saying the right thing when I am not listening.
I understand that you were recently on tour through probably Canada and Peru, is that right? Can you tell me some of your stories from outside of the U.S.?
Oh my gosh, yeah, we did. We did go to Peru. That was our second time going there. The first time out there, we were doing like a little tour with Ulrich Schnaus, and it was a great time the first time, and we were really, really looking forward to going back. And it was a crazy trip because we both got sick. And, whatever, like that old adage, like this show must go on, really was relevant for us during that trip because we were really struggling. But it was a blast, like always, and the people there are amazing. We had such a nice reception going out there. Like, a lot of people came out who remember us from the first trip, and just a really, really, really nice warm welcome. Definitely, that definitely felt great going back.
The Peruvians are wild.
They really are. They really are. They know how to party out there. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old. I can't roll with those guys for too long.
And Canada was just a lot of driving.
Oh,
it's always
right.
Good when we go up there, but it was just a lot of driving. And it was after the whole Peru trip, and we did a side trip to go up to Machu Picchu and stuff. So after being sick and being at 13,000 feet and being sick and, you know, six planes, a train, and a bus to get back and then drive 10 hours to Canada, it was a lot.
Wow.
It was nice. It was nice to be home at the end, you know. But the show in Lima was beautiful, and they had it in, like, this really, really nice theater. So it was a kind of a weird venue because everybody was seating. It was, like, you know, like a proper theater. And then the Canada stuff was anything from, like, you know, we basically went from playing in somebody's living room in Quebec City to, like, this huge, beautiful theater in Lima. So it was, like, the full gamut of possibilities on the tour.
Have a new single coming out, Let Down.
Yeah, we do have a new single coming out called Let Down, and we're really excited about it. We're also excited to work with our friend Will. Will joined too. He's like a really fantastically talented video artist who did our first video, and we really, you can hear June slapping up the water over there. We have our dog. She's like drinking her water over there, being really loud. But anyway, so we're working with Will again, making a video for Let Down this weekend, actually, and so just, yeah, second video, it's always a trip.
So let's talk about the first single, which I think was The Whip, and how was shooting the video for that? Did you have any idea of how the video was going to turn out, which is basically kind of like a panorama video collage, it sounds like. It looks like it goes into 360 degrees, and it just keeps going.
We knew what was going to happen with that one because when we were talking with Will about it in, you know, all the preliminary stages, the test that he shot for it was like the whole 360 thing. So we sort of knew the concept going into it. And then once we secured the space, it was just a matter of putting in the time. And it was a lot of time, surprisingly. I thought it would be easier than it was. So hopefully the one this weekend is easier, but we'll see.
You never know.
So I think that's going to be the song that I'm going to end the interview with, which is The Whip. It's a very good song. It's very kind of dancey, and it's probably the song that I would choose to represent you guys, unless you have an alternate song you'd rather end the interview with.
No, that's cool.
I think that would be awesome, because I think it reaches us for like a far audience. Like, it kind of touches upon a lot of different groups.
Yeah, and it was good. And like, the reason why we even released that one first for the record was it really came, I think that like that one kind of came out of left field and people weren't expecting a track like that from us. So I think it was good. It's a good introduction, I think.
Trying Got Us Nowhere is kind of like an EP, which is available now through Fiercely Indie Records. And also you can get it from normanrecords.com. But if you're into downloading, you can always search it for it on iTunes or Amazon. Alone, where-